Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden has apologized publicly to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for the months-long congressional holdup in American military assistance. The president summoning Americans to defend democracy from threats at home and abroad as commemorations continue in France to mark 80 years since D-Day. Prosecutors in Hunter Biden's criminal gun trial are wrapping up their case, Biden pleading not guilty to three felonies. Prosecutors say he lied about his drug use when filling out a form to buy a gun. A new report on jobs shows no weakening of the U.S. economy. Here's ABC's Derek Dennis.
Beating analyst expectations, 272,000 jobs were added in May, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Wages up 0.4% for the month, while the unemployment rate ticked up slightly to 4%. Analysts say the numbers show the job market in the U.S. continues to defy any evidence of a slowdown.
The Dow is up 82 points. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Attempts to recall Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss have likely come up short a second time. WIS Politics reports the petitions were analyzed and thousands of signatures were found to be invalid for a number of reasons. Some signatures are from outside Voss's district, others are duplicates, and some were signed after the deadline. Efforts are underway to motivate young people in rural Wisconsin to vote. Organizer Emma Frederick says rural college students from western Wisconsin say they often feel overlooked.
They note that this is the first time that anyone's talked to them about voting. And while their parents might want to help or their parents don't know themselves, this is a new experience for them.
A recent study shows 63% of rural young people are infrequent or uncommitted voters. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A man was shot and killed on Willie Street early this morning. Madison police say it happened in the 2700 block at about 1:30 a.m. So far, they don't have a suspect in custody, but they don't believe there's any threat to the public. This weekend, Middleton is hosting its first Pride. It's organized and run by volunteers in partnership with the city's Community Development Authority. There will be live music, face painting, drag queen story hour, and of course, LGBTQ plus advocacy groups. Jennifer Cole is one of the organizers.
As people have learned and heard about the event, the showing of support has been tremendous. So lots of amazing folks raising their hands to volunteer. This is largely a volunteer-led effort. It's great.
Middleton Pride is designed to be family-friendly. Everybody is welcome. It's Saturday in downtown Middleton, Stone Horse Green, from noon to 4. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers look to bounce back. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers are in Detroit for a weekend series against the Tigers after being swept earlier this week by Philadelphia. But manager Pat Murphy says the Philly series will help the team going forward.
I know this will be a good thing for our team to go through. Nobody likes losing. Nobody likes losing close ones. No one likes knowing you're right there and the ball just, you hit balls hard and they get caught.
The Brewers entered the Detroit series 10 games over 500. The Tigers are 31-31. First pitch in Detroit is scheduled for 5:40 p.m. The Boston Celtics took Game 1 of the NBA Finals, winning 107-89 over the Dallas Mavericks. Jaylen Brown scored 22 points, while Jason Tatum had 16 points and 11 rebounds. Game 2 is Sunday night. Three state high school championships are this weekend. State softball and tennis are today and tomorrow in Madison, and the first ever state lacrosse championship is Saturday in Sun Prairie. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A dry and sunny day today, but we're still battling a breezy wind, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Otherwise, warmer today with high temperatures tapping the mid-70s. Clouds increase overnight and rain rolls in by the morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a very special Friday edition. We're airing the grievances and gearing up for Crude and Dom's birthday week. You want to listen.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Last question. We're out of time, sure, but I'm going to give you one more question. During Jim Crow, could your family have existed? You are in an interracial marriage. Your wife is a white conservative activist. Could your family have existed at all during Jim Crow?
No, it could not, Joy, and we all know that, but that's why I am blessed to live in America today as opposed to America during that time. But we cannot ignore the realities of not having fathers in homes. That is important for Black people today and all people today as we move forward for a better America.
We are out of time. What I'm grateful for is that we do not live in the Jim Crow era and that fathers do not face
so
the threat of lynching.
I'm very grateful of that.
Perhaps don't bring up Jim Crow when you're trying to make that example.
Joy Reid. We've erected the prayer altar now that she joins us for D.C. Sexy Liberal, as she did in New York one time. It was fantastic. I'm just saying, if there is a God, Joy Reid will be with us. Because look who's here. Did you see the interview? As you would say, stray biscuits flying everywhere. Oh, poor Byron Donalds.
You know, I really felt like Joy did such a good job of buttering those biscuits, pouring some honey on some. Didn't you? She just was like, she was slaying them. Just they came out, she'd slice it in half, she'd put some jam on it and send it back at
him. Well, you know, I texted you guys this stuff because I just, honestly, I was shaking my head all week. I'm like, where? How do you find a Black person that will say in public that things were better for Black people under Jim Crow?
You pay them. You make them think. You brainwash them with biscuits. You see? The whole point of the biscuit scenario is that there's one person who believes that they're getting a biscuit.
That's right.
That's better than everybody else, right? So they're excited about making the biscuits, eating the biscuits, doing the biscuit work. But they don't realize they still a slave.
They're not getting a biscuit. See, they let them lick the lard spoon, but they never let them actually have a biscuit. But they're thinking, I'm going to get a biscuit.
And, you know, I could be wrong. He's not going to pick him. You know, they just to say, oh, see, you know, he's not racist. There's, you know, right? Like, it's going to be J.D. Vance, don't you think?
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I don't, you know, I just hope that they get to be in the same cell, you know, because I think it's important not to break up teams.
By the way, I think everyone knows that you own the biscuit thing. And so the head of the NAACP went with tap dancing.
And then you have individuals like him who are seeking to self-benefit based on a false narrative. During Jim Crow, majority of black people who lived in the South couldn't even participate and vote because of Jim Crow laws. So here we are now, someone seeking to be a VP nominee, trying to capture national headlines, tap dancing, so to speak, just so he can be considered.
Yep.
You know, he wanted to say step and fetch it. You know he did.
Yes.
He's like, Frangel owns Biscuit World, so I'm going to go with But yeah, it really, God, and he's just, and Abby Phillip, oh my God, I got to give her some props, this real quick from yesterday.
I'm going to interrupt you on the facts, Congressman. The black unemployment rate was the lowest in American history under Joe Biden, just last year. The poverty rate for black people is the lowest under Joe Biden.
Can I just say getting bitch slapped by two black women on television in the same night? That takes some doing.
But this is how it's taken them so long to not just these particular interviewers, but the media, you know, mainstream media, so long to be willing to fact check in the interview. Like, I don't understand why over and over again they interview these people and they let them say stuff that is patently false. Yes. And they don't say that's just not true.
I just said that. CNN, it's very light pushback. Like, they let them say 20 lies. They'll fact check one and then, oh, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you for coming. Right.
Yeah, every time. And this is the thing that somebody needs to say to Mr. Jeffries is, if you were married to your wife, still to this day, there are people in your party who will run you down and kill you.
Byron Donald.
If you looked at her married, if you glanced at the woman, or if she decided to say you did and you didn't even do it, you'd be dead.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, these are people in your own party who will not take up and stand up for your own marriage.
Yeah. Kobe tweeted, the Trump campaign's Black Americans for Trump office in Philadelphia is actually located in one of the whitest, most conservative parts of Philly. I mean, and again, to your point about the mainstream media, stop doing these stupid stories about black people aren't going to vote for Biden. Oh, my God. No. Yeah. It's, you know what I mean? It's just some polling that just came out, you know, they're like, no young people are going to vote for Biden. It's like, well, Gaza's way down the list of things that people are actually voting on. And there is nothing to prove that young people are not going to vote for Biden. I mean, young people as a group don't tend to vote in the numbers that older people do, unfortunately. But anyway.
Well, yeah.
You know, I'm watching my daughter, who she just graduated, a group of 90 women, young women. Those women, those people are going to vote. They are going to go to their campuses and get people signed up and make sure that they're registered. That's my daughter's first thing before even picking classes. Yeah. That's her focus.
Yeah, yeah. I think a lot of people are going to be surprised in November, and I think women are going to be leading it as well. It's just this thing like, oh, that's like several news cycles ago. Roe, who cares about that? You know, November is coming.
It's just the idea that they think that we will forget that we have organs and needs, and it just shows how false. How men in this country are not educated about women's bodies, and we're not educated about our own bodies. But this idea that that's just one issue. Like, it's your body. It's your health. It's everything. Yeah. And they seem to think we won't care in a few months.
Chris LeBoy just, he thinks that you rub a woman's breast like this, like kind of wax on, wax off. And then he thinks you do this to something, which I don't know even what. So
what is that for?
Your point taken.
I don't know what that is. She's moving her hands back and forth like an accordion playing or something, I don't know why
that
would be good.
Chris thinks that's sexy. Okay, Frangela,
We're all where we need to be. That's what I just heard.
I know 11 billion other people have sent you this. Here's the really good news. Nothing may matter by November. The Northeast U.S. is bracing for an invasion of giant venomous spiders with half-inch-long legs that can parachute through the air. Now, I'm sure you've
watched. That's going to be one of them going to be his VP pick. Watch. And y'all going to be like, ooh, Angela warned us and we didn't believe her. So we thought she was crazy.
It is not a matter of when, not if, the spiders arrive in New York and New Jersey. Do not call in sick for New York, sexy liberal. You are going. We will give you spider cabal protection.
I suggest you send somebody whose only job is to hover around us killing spiders.
Malcolm Nance. Malcolm Nance is doing New York, sexy liberal, along with Noel Castler and possibly Lawrence O'Donnell. We have a lot of handsome romantic mans to protect us from these. But not to freak you out, Angela, the Shelton of the Detroit Sheltons, but the arachnids are The arachnids are
There comes one right now, parachuting down.
The arachnids are venomous, but one expert says they do not pose a danger to humans, because that's exactly what the spider cabal would want him to say, wouldn't he? So how do you know this expert's not being paid off? But
thank you.
Yeah. You've talked about the spider lobby. Very powerful, very rich.
Very powerful and everywhere. They're like the Da Vinci Code people. They're everywhere.
Yeah. He said, we have no evidence they've done any damage to a person or a pet. Well, not yet. Not yet. And that's exactly what the spider cabal would want you to say.
Thank you.
All right, Angela V. Shelton, I got you.
That's
my point. Okay. Let's go to Johnny in Houston. Hey, Johnny, welcome.
And thank you for taking my call. I hope my new and improved magic jack is static-free this time.
I think it is.
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you. So, before I give you my reason for calling, I have a suggestion for Magic Mike. I would love for him to record his version of It's My Party, and I'll cry if I want to, because Frangela just said, it's her body. And I thought, oh, it's her body, and she'll blank if she wants to. So, Rocky Mountain Mike, I hope you're listening.
All right. Oh, good. You got his name right. So, okay. He likes that. He likes when you don't call him Magic Mike.
Mike is a stripper, so, I mean,
okay.
You know.
Right.
It's not. That's a compliment.
Yeah.
That's a compliment.
It absolutely is. And this is the second Rocky Mountain Mike suggestion this morning, to which his head has already exploded. All right.
But we have a Denver promo from Rocky Mountain Mike.
Oh my God. Oh, thank God. Before we started making suggestions and he will never speak to us again, he did this.
Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World comedy tour is already a legend in the West. And now it's coming to Denver.
You remember the time you and me and Etta went to Denver that summer?
June 22nd at the Paramount Theater in Denver.
Who are those guys?
Hello, sexy liberals.
Starring Stephanie Miller.
Are there any bad hombres in the house that are ready to grab Donald Trump by the
John Fugelsang.
Because Crooked Christ, let me tell you about Crooked Christ, people, okay? Yeah, he's a carpenter. I hired him. Didn't pay him. Shoddy work. Sorry.
Comedy duo Frangela.
White people who adopted black babies.
That's right. And not because they're cheaper.
And hilarious Hal Sparks.
Poor Jesse Lottie Ventura. To have his accent taken and watered down by Mike Pillow. So, egregiously.
Special VIP tickets allow you to meet and greet the stars after the show. Saturday, June 22nd at the Paramount Theater. Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World comedy tour comes to Denver.
And I'm going to keep this short. I have to make oxygen choices.
Tickets at sexyliberal.com.
Okay, and we have very exciting surprises, we believe, for Denver that we can't tell you about just yet. Number two, besides the spider cabal, that the world may be over by before the election anyway, quicksand. That used to be a joke. That used to be in every 70s movie. A woman has sunk in quicksand in a Maine beach. In Maine.
A portal to hell.
I thought beaches in Maine were rocky, not sandy.
Not the devil beach.
And you know how far behind can the tarantulas be, Angela Deshaun?
I don't think they're not a part of it.
Mm-hmm. I think that this is the perfect time to remind everybody that I also have been sucked up and had to be pulled from a quicksand pit.
It's bad. Wait, they're quick.
Is this true?
Yes, on that reality show.
Yeah.
Right. Yes, by my bra.
Really? You could sink in like 2 inches of quicksand, and you could.
Okay, that's not funny.
You're only four inches tall, so 2 inches, and you're like, oh, Frances is gone. Where's
she? Thumbelina.
So there's footage of this.
Because it was in the hikey part where they didn't follow us with cameras.
Oh no!
But if you will, but here's the thing: you will if there is a shot of me.
Louise. Okay.
You can't say that.
You can't say Eddie's. No. Okay. But anyway.
You can say boobies.
I taped a bit in the field in Madison, and I wanted to do a bit where we lost Frances in the high grass, even though it was only like this. Right? Oh, I posted a picture, by the way, of me and Chris backstage, and Frances looks like an elf on a shelf. She looks
that's picture. We got to put it up. I got to put it
like
up.
She's on like Chris's shoulder, and yeah. She's this big. That's actual. If you look at that picture, that's actual size.
Yeah.
You like a Frances Hummel?
I do. It's adorable.
Someone said their decoration is going to be Trump on a cantaloupe this year, felon on a melon. Uh-huh. That's funny. Next year,
that is funny.
It was like a Frances Precious Moments figurine.
We went to that museum.
You did not.
We did.
Yes, we did. We went to the Precious Moments Museum. It was amazing.
I would totally go.
We had the opportunity to choose between, this is awful, Precious Moments and the George Washington Carver Peanut Museum. And we chose Precious Moments.
This only confirms what we already know, and that you are a racist. You are racist. You confuse Kareem Abdul-Jabbar with Magic Johnson. You think people say porch monkey when they say Chipotle? You are a racist. And that just confirms it. That is the trifecta. Precious Moments.
She did one the other day where she was yelling at some black person and it wasn't who. I was like, what are you doing?
What? Angela, why did she ever get her black card back? Didn't she lose it when she went to that Chicago concert? I don't understand the rules.
Angela was with me at the Chicago concert.
But I had more points in my account. So I got a deduction
You didn't have to make such a big withdrawal.
No, I got like, a deduction.
Yeah. It's like Angela knows what Kareem Abdul-Jabbar looks like.
It's like airline miles.
Yeah.
Francis is in negative numbers now.
Right.
Okay, 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Frangela tickles me. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Cozy Earth, travel pajamas and my travel sheets. You can bring them in there, tote. It's totes adorbs. And it's hot as balls in L.A. again. What is going on?
It is.
This is what they're saying is causing the quicksand and the parachuting spiders and the whatever, global warming. Okay, just get yourself, at least you sleep in luxury, right? Softness, luxury. Oprah said yes, please, for, like, what, 5 years in a row? 5 years in a row. Favorite things. CozyEarth.com/Miller. Enter that promo code Miller at checkout when it comes to bedding and sleepwear. What? Cozy Earth offers unmatched quality and comfort. 100-night sleep trial, 10-year warranty. I mean, OMG. CozyEarth.com/Miller right now. That promo code is Miller for an exclusive 30% savings. After checkout, be sure to select SiriusXM in the follow-up survey. Choose my show from that drop-down menu. CozyEarth.com/Miller.
A beautifully wrapped, glossy, sweet smell. Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds, and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like
it's only glass.
It's only
tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The John and Gordy Show.
People don't realize there used to be radio schools.
It was night school. Uh-huh. And my very first day, I walk up the stairs and there in the lobby is my instructor. He's laying on the couch, his arm over his head, and he's going, oh my God, I wish I'd gotten into real estate. That was the encouragement I got right away.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
What it is, the Stephanie Miller Show. What is that dance, Francis? Are you just trying to make me look good? My dancing look good? Is that the devil horns dance? What are you doing? I don't. All right. Listen, your black card was long gone. So I don't. It's not even. That was like a white girl dance. What is that? I don't. Okay. I did think that, Francis, backstage when we were dancing to Florida Man by Hal Sparks in Seattle. Uh-huh. I was like, Francis could be white. That is not good dancing. I mean, I'm not a good dancer, but that I don't even
know. It's empathy dancing.
It is.
Okay. It's empathy.
I see. Yeah. She's trying to make me feel better. Okay. All right. This, I just had to. White Canadian writer gets pilloried for disguising himself as a black man for a new book on American racism.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see? Twitter reactions. Many people wondered why he did not ask actual black people about their experiences. I just feel this is, what's the word, Chris? Unwise?
Sure.
Yeah. To, I don't.
Did you say white Canadian?
Yes. What's that about?
That's redundant, isn't it?
No, there's just.
Yeah, it's right. Close to it's close. It's close.
But
yeah.
There's Drake.
Right. Is your black Canadian?
Yeah.
The one.
You couldn't even ask Drake. You couldn't even ask Drake.
You know, I'm a member of the Major Taylor Cycling Club, which is a largely African-American club. It celebrates Major Taylor, who was the first African-American world champion cyclist. Mm-hmm. And somebody at Sexy Liberal, an African-American gent, said to me, he said, you know, it means so much to us that you do that. I'm so glad that, and I thought, I'm lucky that they have me. I'm not doing it for some political statement. They're just great people and great cyclists. And, you know, I'm like,
yeah.
I'm thrilled to be the, you know, token lame-ass white girl. I don't.
You should write a book on racism in America.
Yeah.
Yes, I think I will. I think I will.
It's racism the one. In Canada. Write one for Canada.
No, that's good. Right. Racism
that's
in Canada
better.
From your perspective.
Totally.
I grew up close to Niagara Falls.
See?
Yeah. right? Lakeport, up the transit from Cheektowaga, Tanawanda, and the American side of the falls.
Yeah. Yeah. When I think of the Black American experience, I think Stephanie Miller.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
I went over the falls once in a barrel.
No, I didn't. And somebody said, hey, are you a fan of Stephanie Miller? I mean,
such an attention whore.
Why, yeah, why do you have to lie to make yourself more popular?
I don't know.
Why?
Because everyone does it.
No.
29 minutes after the hour. Frances didn't sink in quicksand.
Yes, she did.
Fridays with Frangela next.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The number of deer testing positive for chronic wasting disease set a new record over the past year. The Department of Natural Resources says almost 1,600 deer samples turned up positive. That's the most in a one-year period since tracking began in 1999. State lawmakers say they're disappointed by the allegations against the former warden at the Waupun State Prison and eight former employees. They're all charged with felonies linked to two of four inmate deaths in the last year.
This starts at the top. You know, I guess I'm not totally surprised that Secretary Carr resigned. I think, I know in the Senate we had some serious concerns about his leadership.
Senator Howard Markline talking about recently retired Corrections Secretary Kevin Carr. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. If you're looking to go to the beach this weekend, there are a few closures you should know about. Public Health Madison-Dane County tests for bacteria to make sure the water's safe. Right now, the beaches at James Madison Park, Lake Mendota County Park, and Schluter Park are closed. Keep an eye on their website, though. They update it as soon as they get test results showing the water's safe. And part of Frank Lloyd Wright's Taliesin is reopening this weekend. Hillside Theater was the center of the arts at the Spring Green Architecture School. It's been closed for extensive renovations for 4 years now, but it's finally time to welcome Wisconsin back in again. Emily Butler from the Frank Lloyd Wright Foundation.
We want it to be a really vibrant place where the community here in Wisconsin is invited in and they want to attend. We want to be known as the place that there's always something going on at Taliesin.
The grand opening is Saturday, but the theater only seats 100, so tickets are sold out. However, you can watch online. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A dry and sunny day today, but we're still battling a breezy wind, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Otherwise, warmer today with high temperatures tapping the mid-70s. Clouds increase overnight and rain rolls in by the morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Looking for a place to kick back, grab a bite, vibe out on great music? Look no further than the Rigby in Madison. They're not just a pub. They're where the action is with something different every day. Rigby Oki Mondays, Trivia Tuesdays, Single Nights on Wednesdays, and live music Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Located a block off the Capitol Square at 119 East Main Street, stop by and take a tour of the venue spaces for your next private party. And the rooftop space is now available. For venue reservations and details, email Chelsea at events.rigby@gmail.com.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, we'll be marking the 80th anniversary of D-Day. We'll hear from people that were there, and we'll ask ourselves together, what does this all mean today?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
United Way and the Ad Council.
Said, and I'm quoting you again,
during Jim Crow, more black people were not just conservative. Black people have always been conservative-minded, but black people voted conservatively. Black people weren't allowed to vote at all during Jim Crow.
Well, first of all, there were areas in the United States where black people did vote.
Under
it wasn't universal throughout the United States. So let's just be perfectly honest about that. I just told you it was not universal.
We know Jim Crow.
There were areas, but obviously black people were suppressed from voting. That's what the purpose of not just the 64 and the 65 Voting Rights Act, but so many others. But let's get back to what I was saying.
So you're inaccurate.
All I was
Joy Reid, rock star. Okay, Fridays with Frangela. I like the moments of silence when Byron Donalds is momentarily stunned with facts. He's like, some people, black people voted. She's like, during Jim Crow? No, don't think so.
No, okay. No. I don't, you know, and people, you know, if you don't know things, it's best not to speak.
Yeah.
Well, and to walk around representing a group of people as if you do know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Let's celebrate the good news. Steve Bannon's on his way to prison, and Alex Jones has to liquidate all his assets to pay the $1.5 billion he owes
to
Sandy
Hook
parents.
Mm-hmm.
He was crying on his whatever that was.
Yeah, he's always crying.
And he said, I believe in parents, except not the ones you owe $1.5 billion to. I believe in humanity. Yeah, okay. All right, bye-bye.
According to the court case, he's not the best parent either.
Yeah. Angela and Francis, so here's the question I asked earlier. So he has to report July 1st. What is it with white people? What is it? Is it like mani-pedi, a scheduling thing? Like why not? Like, you know, I don't know. What was I thinking? Like now. I was thinking like now he could, like he's delayed this for 2 years. Somehow he's been able to delay it 2 years so he can now accuse them of trying to take him out of the election cycle or whatever. But why does he get till July 1st?
Well, he has things to do, Stephanie. Okay. And no, I mean, when white people are busy, they're busy.
He's got a lot of shirts to put on.
Oh, he's got to put on a lot of shirts. That's true.
He's going to take all those shirts from him, and I can't wait to see what happens.
You know, he's going to be at the commissary trying to be like, can I just get two t-shirts?
Yeah.
Can
he's
I just get two t-shirts?
Well, he looks so bad that I think it's all of his t-shirts that are holding him together.
I don't even know, leprosy and gout and
decay.
Rickets.
And so I don't know what's going to happen when they remove the shirts.
Yeah. That might be
But I'm here for it.
That's a hazmat.
I'm excited.
That's a hazmat situation there. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
You know, there's no reason for paying for your crimes to really, you know, to in any way interfere with your day-to-day. Like that, you know, the thing is with black people, they always provide us a ride to prison. They come get us wherever we are and take us to prison. Like, it's like a really sweet thing that I wish that, you know, that he could make use of.
If only this country wasn't racist and did that for white people.
Yeah.
White people
got to
get to jail on their own.
Is it cute how, in a way, a little bit cute how, like, sort of blinky and bewildered they are about the justice system?
Like they're waking up on Christmas morn.
Yeah, and they got a rock. They're like, I got a justice rock. I got coal. I don't, what?
I love it. The sheer shock of the system that they have been trying to make more draconian and as evil and horrible as possible, actually being in some way, even as kindly and weirdly as it is being, you know, put upon them now, that they're just like, but no, wait, like, I did all those crimes, but I'm a white person.
I'm white.
I have some money. Like, I shouldn't, like, okay, somebody's missing my data sheet. Like that.
Still my favorite sexy liberal virtual thing we did is white privilege perfume. Come on.
Yeah.
I sent that to Joy Reid and she loved it, by the way.
We've made a lot of money off that perfume.
We really have.
I played the rich white lady in the fur being pulled over.
Yes.
Okay. I may have to, Chris, I apologize. I may have to do the statement from the bassinet of the 45th president.
During Pride Month?
Baby has a sad about his friend Steve Bannon going to prison.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, baby has a sad. Baby's really. I love this that they have to say he posted an unhinged rant. Is there any other
kind? No,
kinds?
There is no other
no.
kind.
Okay. Oh, this is going to take some lung power. Okay. It's a complete and total American tragedy. The crooked Joe Biden Department of Justice is so desperate to jail Steve Bannon and every other Republican, for that matter, for not submitting to the Unselect Committee of Political Thugs made up of all Democrats and two crazed former Republican lunatics crying Adam Kinzinger and Liz out of her mind Cheney. It's been irrefutably proven that it was the Unselects who committed actual crimes when they deleted and destroyed all material evidence.
That didn't happen.
No.
In a pathetic attempt to protect crazy Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats from the truth that I did absolutely nothing wrong, the un-American weaponization of our law enforcement, oh, Jesus Christ, has reached levels of illegality never thought possible before. Indict the Unselect J6 Committee for illegally deleting and destroying all their findings, MAGA 2024.
You know, Trump is either unhinged or asleep. Those are his two states.
Yes.
And that, you know what I have to say, and tell me if this is too evil, everybody. It gives me a certain amount of pleasure to hope that he actually believes that, that he believes that these people are being unjustly imprisoned.
Right.
Because there's something tasty about them sitting in cells feeling really wronged. I don't know. I like it.
By the way, I love Liz Cheney. Last time he made, well, this time he said she should be imprisoned. But last time she made that, he said, she tweeted, "Hi, Donald, you know these are all lies. You've had all the grand jury and J6 transcripts for many months. You're trying to halt your 1-6 trial because your VP, White House counsel, White House aides, campaign, and DOJ officials, et cetera, will testify against you. You're afraid of the truth, and you should be." Okay. Lizard. We love our lizard until she turns on us.
And she will.
But he said, don't keep her on leash.
I'm telling you.
Keep her on leash.
Don't
let her in the house.
And don't get her wet after midnight.
Don't give her sugar. You don't want to see that.
No.
Let's go to Chip in Kansas. You're on with Frangela. Hey, Chip.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hey, I'm the guy that cracked you all up a couple weeks ago with the pinata comments. I got one for you today.
About Marjorie Taylor Greene. You said you'd have to be blind to hit that. That's funny. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you have to be blindfolded to hit that, yes.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the difference between a joke and three wieners?
I don't know.
No, what?
And I'm not talking about hot dogs.
I don't know.
Okay.
Warren Boebert can't handle a joke.
We got to butt into Kansas City, sexy liberal. Yeah. That guy is on fire.
Yeah.
That ship.
He could open for you guys.
Yeah.
There you go.
Look, he may have to be the closer. That's that.
And then we want to have Harrison Butker up to debate John Fugelsang on the Bible.
That's a great idea.
Oh.
Yeah.
With my friend Nick, carrying the cards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I bet Hal Sparks can kick a football farther than he can, too. Just saying. He does that. What does Hal do? What is he, taekwondo? What does he do?
That is not football, whatever you're doing.
Hal does some kind of martial art, doesn't he?
He does them all.
Black belt.
Right.
He can kill people with his, like, eyebrows.
Yeah.
He
killed a guy once in Reno with his eyebrow. Just to watch him die. That's Hal. That was Hal in Reno.
Yeah.
We never did him. Reno, sexy liberal. This entire hour is lies. Okay. All right, speaking of lies, Trump told Dr. Phil, noted doctor of bullology, that sometimes revenge can be justified after the TV host suggested Trump wouldn't have time to get even. Oh, my God, have you seen him, even with these softball questions from Hannity or Dr. Phil, and he still muffs them.
Mm-hmm.
He still goes, I would be a dictator. Like, he is not holding back.
No.
You've got to believe him when he tells you. Trump said, well, revenge does take time. I'll say that. And sometimes revenge can be justified, Phil. I have to be honest. Sometimes it can. He's going to do everything he says this time. He said, I think the country's really worse for what they've done. And I think you see that when you look at the poll numbers. No, the majority of people think the verdict was correct. And the majority think you should drop out because of it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean,
but
Hannity,
his magic security papers tell him different things. His security papers that he gets every day tell him different things than that, Stephanie.
Here's my favorite. He also keeps, I don't know if you noticed, Jody, he repeats himself.
Does he repeat himself?
Mm-hmm. Yes, really? He repeats himself. Yes, he does. I feel that he does. He said the thing again, that immigrants in the U.S. are speaking languages that no one else in the country speaks or has ever heard of. Apparently, there was a deluge of immigrants speaking Nell, and that.
Yes.
Something must be done about that.
They're all speaking Aramaic.
Jodie Foster's the only one that can help. She is our national translator.
I speak fluent now. She does. That says vote for that. What I just said was vote for Biden Harris.
Yeah, obviously.
Think. Okay, so he also claimed Venezuela and other countries. He dubiously claimed they're exporting their entire criminal populations to the U.S.
No.
Sure. He said, think how bad that is. I have to say, I'd be the first one that would have done it, and I would be having 50% jail population. I'd be down to zero. And that's something he probably would do. It's not because it won't matter what's legal, right. But right. He will just send, I don't, okay.
Chickapee in a wheel?
Tay in a way.
Chickapaw.
Tay way. Okay. Mom, pa, may.
Virginia in San Antonio, you're on with Frangela. Hello.
Oh, good morning. I love you people.
Thank you.
And I have a suggestion for what to call women instead of Karens, women who misbehave. We should all call them Martha Ann.
Martha
Ann.
Martha Ann. In honor exactly. of Mrs. Alito. Yes.
Exactly. Yes.
By the way, we love you back. Like Nell loved her twin, her dead twin.
Well,
spoiler alert.
Well, you know, I'm not related to Anita in San Antonio, but you can call me Anita's older sister. If you
okay. Will.
Okay.
I shall do that. Okay. She did
just give away the.
She loved that dead twin. Oops, I
did
again.
Just give away the ending to Nell.
Rosebud's the sled. What?
That's what? Too soon. The wife did it.
So, what?
He was a ghost the entire time.
Bruce Willis was dead the whole time. It's a chick in the crying room.
It was Greg.
Oh,
hi, what?
Darth Vader is Luke's papa.
Yeah.
What? Oh, now you've ruined LA Sexy Liberal with Mark Hamill. How dare you?
Is he going to be there?
Yeah.
Yes, Mark Hamill's our guest on panel. Rob Reiner is a very soft yes, depending on Spinal Tap. Which America also needs, but not as much as democracy, Uncle Rob. You will be there, L.A. Sexy Liberal. Okay. Bruce and Palmdale.
I'm going to have a problem with my behavior. I can see it already.
Bruce and Palmdale.
Oh, hi there. How's it going?
Good. Go ahead.
You guys were talking about black Canadians.
Yes.
Yeah.
How about Grant Fuhr of the Edmonton Oilers? He was the... he won 5 Stanley Cups.
Oh. We stand
voted,
corrected.
Voted the... voted 100 greatest NHL players of all time.
Are
voted
you?
Into the Hall
we
of Fame.
Apologize for suggesting that white Canadian is redundant.
We have 2 black Canadians so far.
That's you expect us to find a black person who's playing hockey? You expect us to know that?
We stand corrected.
In Canada, girl. In Canada.
That's like my Catholic high school class. We had two black kids in the whole school, whole high school. Just saying. Okay.
Well, you were close to Canada.
I told you this story, Frangela. My best friend, Jean, who was the homecoming queen and the head cheerleader and the prettiest girl, blah, 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 we started dating. And he was the running back on our football team. And then all the racist douchebags in my class were whatever. And I was stood on a table like Norma Ray. I was like, you leave Jean alone, you motherfucker. Okay, so that started my career as a strident, sexy liberal.
You know what? We're going to work on that speech. We're going to work on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, why'd you become a pirate?
I don't know. I don't know. I thought it would be intimidating. 47 minutes. Arr, leave Jean alone.
Does she have a patch on your eye?
She can date whoever she wants.
Yeah, scurvy scalawag.
I'll sick me parrot on ya.
You're racist. That would
you're
make
racist.
Me avoid you.
Did you throw limes into the crowd when you were done?
I will hit you with my hook arm. Yeah, leave her alone. Okay.
What is wrong
what
with
is
you?
What is going
my,
on in
leave
that
my, leave my wench Jean alone. Racist douchebag.
Was she your wench back then?
No, she was my best friend.
Okay.
Same deal.
I didn't know I was the A-gay then. Okay. Okay, 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of... This is the weirdest show ever.
It
it's
is.
You. It's your
That's
fault.
That's not my
48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Show Ponies Muscles.
Oh.
Right? It is, by the way, it is required that he wear something tight to sexy liberals, Frangela, just, you know.
I'm under orders.
Yeah. He doesn't get that ovation for nothing. Gotta work it a little bit. Work it. Thank you, Power Life High Impact Protein.
That's right.
Right there.
I take it with me on the road.
Yeah, he takes it every day. Whey protein. Jody and I use the plant protein. One scoop. Bam. What do you like? Strawberry, vanilla, chocolate, Neapolitan.
That's when you
communism.
Mix the three of them
to
together.
Put all of, that's crazy. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But that's a lot of protein. Tony Horton from P90X. He thought he was going to, he got shingles. He thought he wasn't going to make it. He's 65 now. He's feeling amazing. He discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle, even without exercise. Maybe you're coming back from something, an illness, or you're just getting back working out again. This can supercharge you, make it your sidekick. MyPowerLife.com and type in fitness to save 30%, and you get a 90-day guarantee. Go to MyPowerLife.com and type in fitness or text fitness. Text fitness to 511-511. Ooh, show ponies ready to go.
Yeah.
Okay. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Keep it together. Keep it together, keep it together, keep it together, keep it together, keep it together.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text Stephanie to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Well, with Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give to the man who has everything? Easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks, because world-class dad deserves a world-class steak. The Father's Day experts at Omaha Steaks have made it easy to put a smile on the big guy's face this summer with hand-selected packages like the deluxe Father's Day gift. If there's one thing we know, it's that dads want steak. Don't tell them to the last minute. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use the code Stephanie. Get the deluxe Father's Day gift today, plus four free burgers. From groan-worthy dad jokes to patching up skin knees, your dad's one of a kind. He deserves this kind of gift that's guaranteed to take him to his happy place. This Father's Day, show him the love with a gift as unforgettable as he is. Omaha Steaks. Order the deluxe Father's Day gift packages with 20 unforgettable entrees plus four free burgers for just $89.99 when you use the promo code Stephanie, and every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. OmahaSteaks.com. Don't forget, that promo code is Stephanie.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
If you dig into the history of the LGBTQ plus movement in our state, you may be surprised by what you find.
The first public call to get rid of restrictions against gay people was discussed by Wisconsin officials in 1966, not long after voters elect several openly gay leaders for the first time. But a 1982 law stands out as Wisconsin becomes the first state to prohibit discrimination in employment, housing, and public accommodations on the basis of sexual orientation. An extraordinary history of Wisconsin pride. I'm Terry Barr.
Stephanie Miller.
Nomi tweets, oh my God, Frangela gets funnier every week. I want to hang out with you, but I would have to wear Depends. Guarantee, we never guaranteed you, we never promised you Rose Garden or Continence when Frangela's on. So
right.
I always wear my on Fridays, I always wear my Depends.
Yeah, me too. Split splash, taking a comedy bath.
Pull-ups. Pull-ups. Gotta get a pull-up. All right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Because we're big kids now.
I just save all happy clappy things for you because, Glenn Kirshner earlier said Trump is going to jail. He believes Trump is going to jail. Let me just keep saying it again. Convicted felon.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump. Yep. Okay.
I believe he's going to jail, too.
Oh, Joey made Glenn that Kirshner. Sound, that new sound that she makes. I just do a little, like when he says it. Yeah, that's just sound of frustration that he's not in jail yet.
Wow. I feel that pain.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, maybe that's the language that everyone's speaking that no one
that's
speaks
it.
In America
no.
that Trump's talking about.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not Nell. Maybe it's
Jody.
That.
It's Jody.
That encompasses all our rage.
I want that as a ringtone. So
I know. I'm giving it to Lonnie as soon as he gets home. I'm just giving it to him.
It encompasses all our rage and exhaustion of the last several years in Trump's.
Oh, Jody, you have to send it to me if you can make it.
We need it too. I need it too.
That is the best sound ever.
Bob Seska also has a pleasure one for when Trump was convicted.
Mine goes, ah.
Jody has lost words now.
Aww.
Just unfortunate for talk radio.
Yeah.
Recent polling, hold please, since Trump was convicted on 34 felony counts.
What?
Has shown him losing support from independent voters but maintaining the potential votes of most Republicans. But that could all change if he finds himself in prison. One Republican pollster writes in the New York Times that no one, Donald Trump in particular, should take the early polling after the historic conviction for granted. She said, I believe that Mr. Trump, if he's given a sentence involving prison time, that could shape the race. That Trump may be heading to prison is something I just want to keep saying that over and over, so I'm just going to keep saying heading to prison.
He's a criminal.
Is something most undecided, and Trump voters have not priced into their assumptions about the presidential race. That immediately makes the situation much more volatile. Mm-hmm. I mean, one would think in a normal world,
yeah,
it might be somehow.
Do you remember people being mad that Edwards had a really expensive haircut?
Mm-hmm. I know.
Remember that?
Yes.
Remember, Trump,
this is what I don't understand. Y'all gonna be upset when the person that you chose who had all these cases goes to jail, and then they're gonna be like, but then they put our guy in jail. Yeah. This is the potential the entire time, and you have not wanted to face it.
Tiniest of violins. Tiniest of violins, because this will make you especially happy. The headline for Angela. Deflated buffoon. Trump is psychologically damaged by his felony convictions, according to an expert.
Mm.
Angela, I can see the empathy on your face.
What expert?
Psychologist.
Why does that taste so good? That is just delicious. Some Michelin stars on this.
Totally. And he should be upset. He's going to jail. He's a felon. And everybody, the GOP want to act like he's not.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I just cannot get my mind around people actively saying, well, I saw people, different pundits on like Fox, whatever, talking about, he could do the debate from jail.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're planning for it. There's an antidote. Fridays with Brangela, an edition, final word, idiot of the week, all at sexyliberal.com. Tickets to see them live. OMG. We love you, Brangela.
We love you.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome WBAY morning anchor Emerson Lehman, who will talk about a big racing event here in Wisconsin. And Terry Barr joins us for a Friday night chat and some new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
This is Chad Spate. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.